Deliberate Acts of Kindness, a compilation.
Kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Kindness is a lifestyle. It is a daily practice. It is a choice. As Christians, we are to grow in the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and kindness. And growth takes time. We must be faithful every day to bear the good fruit of kindness. Being kind should be our default mode, a habit of goodwill, a heart of continual service every day of the year. If kindness needs faithful practice every day, kindness also requires intentionality. Now, I'm not saying that we should never do random acts of kindness. Oftentimes, kind acts are on the spot, in the moment, and unplanned. However, we must be intentional. Either plan specific acts of kindness or plan for the random. Be ready to do good on the spot. Kindness is not when we feel like it, or a random act here or there when we happen to think of it. Kindness requires a seeking out, a looking for the needs of others. During his life on earth, Jesus was a perfect emblem of this fruit of the Spirit. For 3 years of ministry, he looked toward the needs of others, never turning them away. He could be counted on. How often today do we miss opportunities to show God's love to others because we are too busy? We rush here and there, leaving the needs of others in a blur as we whiz past. Let's slow down, make the time, and look for the needs of others. Let's be intentional in showing kindness. Time and again, God looks out for the cause of the widows and orphans. He cares deeply for the strangers in the land. He emphasizes love for family. He requires mercy and compassion for even your enemies. Oftentimes, we want to choose to whom we show kindness. Left to our own, we would limit kind acts to friends and people in authority above us, people from whom we can attain something in return. But Christ calls us to lower our eyes and look at those who are below, who have nothing, can offer nothing, have no defender. He calls us to welcome the foreigner, the rejected in our land. Friends are easy to love, but we are called to be a friend to the friendless. Kindness is selfless, compassionate, and merciful. Its greatest power is revealed in practice to our enemies, and amongst the least of these. Love your neighbor. Show kindness to everyone. For a perfect emblem of biblical kindness, we need look no further than Jesus. Crowds followed him and traveled miles just to hear him speak, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, teaching the people, caring for the widow, and defending children. Jesus lived 33 years of perfect kindness. He is not asking any more of us than what he willingly practiced himself. Even on the cross, he displayed compassionate, merciful kindness, praying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Defending the weak, poor, and needy, he stated, "As you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." Jesus was perfectly selfless in everything he did. Flowing unceasingly from him, kindness was his lifestyle. He took notice for the cause of the needy, intentionally and consistently seeking them out, even when he was tired and weary. Without partiality, he was kind to everyone, even if they didn't deserve it. He turned no one away, and by the shedding of his blood on the cross, he demonstrated his love for the entirety of humanity. the ultimate act of kindness. Christ is the perfect role model of kindness. So what does biblical kindness look like? It looks like Christ. Not for just a season or one day of the year. Kindness is for every moment of every day. It's a habit, a lifestyle, a continual practice. It is intentional, taking time and patience, a giving of ourselves in the busy, even when we are too tired. And lastly, kindness is for absolutely everyone. As we intentionally show kindness each day, may we shine the light of Christ to a dying world in need of a Savior, a generation in need of love and grace. Be Jesus to someone today and every day. Make Him your role model and kindness your lifestyle. Olivia Fortin. We can make a difference. Everyone craves encouragement through small deeds of kindness. I believe that God wants to encourage people, but a lot of times He needs us to do it. If you feel like you have no time, no energy, no expertise, no money, or too little to give, don't worry. That's common to many of us. But we can all give through our kindness and words of encouragement. And we can spread God's love wherever we go. In just a few minutes, we can make a difference at a bus stop, on the metro, crossing the street, at a shop, at work, at school, online, on a walk, and the list goes on. Our words don't need to be profound or eloquent, just simple words that meet a person's need for love, hope, significance, or comfort. Here's a question we can ask ourselves. What can I do or say to people that will help them in some way, lift their spirits, brighten their day, and make them feel hopeful, appreciated, valued, worthwhile, and that what they're doing counts? Everyone appreciates knowing that they count, that they're valuable, and that they're doing something worthwhile. Perhaps our deeds of kindness will just be one step in a person's journey. Sometimes we might see the results. At other times, we will never get to see the results. But the important thing is that we are givers. Love never fails. So even if our kind words and actions don't result in someone getting the point right away, it doesn't really matter. What does matter is that people feel loved, appreciated, and valued. It's a privilege to be a giver of kindness. Even brief encounters with people lend themselves to a word fitly spoken, something that will give people faith in themselves and faith that there are people in the world who are good and kind and concerned. This in turn may cause them to think about the man of love who inspires these qualities. If not, it may be a seed planted or watered that will be reaped at some future time. Maria Fontaine. The Most Honorable Debtor. Have you ever noticed how much of Christ's life was spent in doing kind things? In merely doing kind things? Run over it with that in view, and you will find that He spent a great proportion of His time simply in making people happy, in doing good turns to people. What God has put in our power is the happiness of those about us, and that is largely to be secured by our being kind to them. The greatest thing, says someone, a man can do for his heavenly Father is to be kind to some of his other children. I wonder why it is that we are not all kinder than we are, how much the world needs it, how easily it is done, how instantaneously it acts, how infallibly it is remembered, how superabundantly it pays itself back. For there is no debtor in the world so honorable, so superbly honorable, as love. Henry Drummond, 1851 to 1897.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.